Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rebecca? Yeah.
Was that the greatest regular season game at Chase Center history? Or is it just that's not even on the radar?
That was the most memorable one because it was the return of Klay Thompson.
Just everything.
But,
everything.
Like, you had a great game last year with the Phoenix Suns. You had a Bucks game with the Warriors.
The Bucks
eight,
OT.
And Steph went crazy. What about Klay Thompson on a Saturday night alongside Jordan Poole scored 30-plus on a Saturday night against Milwaukee without Stephen Curry? You've had some great regular season games at Chase
Center. Exposed Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, no doubt. You had some great games. You had the LeBron James and Steph Curry double OT, right?
Yeah.
That was an insane game.
Yeah.
But this one felt
Saved
different.
The NBA on ESPN.
Because it was Klay Thompson. Our Bay Area... He's a family member. He's always going to eat for free. And with him in the building, it basically said, yeah, I don't want all this. I don't want all this love. I just want to play basketball. It did feel different. It felt different, folks. I'm telling
you. You're saying he's a family member? To go Tony Soprano on you, it felt like Steph Curry, after the car crash of that game, put his, you know, hands over, you know, the Chris Moltisanti and said, yeah, this one's over. You can't go with me.
No,
as I go penguin on you as
well. No, you're over there now. You're the ops. You're the ops.
I couldn't believe.
You're the ops.
I couldn't believe his reaction. Like, I knew it mattered. You know what I mean? But, like, he was screaming.
Before we get to James and Napa.
Screaming.
Because he's been waiting on hold for a long time. I want to get to James and Napa. The first quarter, the first possession, Klay Thompson gets the ball against Steph, and Steph fouls him. And Draymond's coming over for the weak side help, and he's coming over hard for the double. I mean, hard. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's moving up. The way he was moving was just different.
Yeah, he gets up for these November games.
He does now. He hits a three over Klay, and he starts barking. Starts barking at Klay. And then they hit another shot, and Jason Kidd calls a timeout, and Draymond's talking to Jason Kidd. Talking that talk. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. I was like, what's going on here? Everyone's just moving different. And I looked at Bully, I looked at Fezzi, and I said, is this different? I was sweating. I was getting nervous. I said, whoa, this is just November. All right, Bonte Hill can't handle a game like this in November 12. We got 5 more months in this crap, all right? We got 5 more months. Buckle up, folks. You could feel it. In the first 6 minutes, I said, oh, yeah, this is different.
You're saying, like, oh, we got 5 months. We do. But if they go on a nice little run for a couple months, you can't hit the cruise control.
No, there's no cruising. We're trying to work till July, baby.
No, I'm saying, like, in terms of the standings.
Look, like, at Stidey. Look at Stidey.
You have to stack wins early.
You have to stack
these wins.
Well, Stidey's here early.
Is this the best 10-game stretch from Draymond?
What the hell is Stidey doing here at 7:30 in the morning?
Well, Stidey probably stayed up all night.
Is he watching the game right now?
Stidey was probably with the overnight dancers.
All right, let's go to James in Napa. James, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I got a betting question that I need your input on.
All right.
So I placed a bet and took the Warriors winning more than 46 games this year.
Oh, wow.
And with their 9-2 start, they just have to be 7 games above 500. So the bookie calls me and says, we think you've got a good bet. We'll pay you 75% of your winnings right now if we can do that.
Huh.
So would you take the bet? I'm worried about the health, like you guys were saying.
Yeah, you know what, James?
So, I'm thinking,
so you got the game, right? 46 games. The over-under to start the season was 43.5. So you kind of got devalued a little bit there. You got 2.5 more wins that you got to get here. 43.5 is a lock, and I would tell you to keep the bet. 46 is very interesting. But when I look at the schedule here, and it eases up towards the tail end of the season, I think you just let it ride and try to get the 100%. Why not go all in?
I'd take the money right now.
Go home. Go home or go hard or go home, man.
Yeah, I disagree. If a bookie is offering to give you money, you
Well, there's a reason why a bookie's offering you money, because he knows that 46 is going to happen. James, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm inclined to take it because I think that money in the bank is worth a lot.
A bird in the hand.
And I never know what the health is going to be like of Curry What happens if he's gone for 2-3 weeks?
Well, you tell me, is it a big bet? Is the 75% worth it?
Yeah, I bet a grand.
Oh, yeah, nah, you take the bet. Take the money now.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Come on.
Take the money now. You know what? You got your cash in the bank. The fact that a bookie's already offering money, that's a silly thing. The bookie must be going broke. Take the money now because the bookie may try to skeep town, James.
Ain't nothing you can do.
The great Steve Miller Band, which plays at the Fillmore from time to time, take the money and run.
You didn't like that?
Fly like an eagle.
There we go!
Listen, I'm telling you. James and Nathan, take your money now.
You're acting like the Joker.
No. This money now, because this bookie, whoever he is, the fact that he's offering money right now, yeah, take the money because this dude may skip town. He may skip town if you do get the 46, 47. Take the money now.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Coach of Vallejo. Coach, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Watching the Warriors game, I think what's being going under the radar is the consistency and the force of Kuminga and the reliability of Kuminga. I mean, Kuminga is, if you notice, every fourth quarter he's part of that closing lineup, because you're talking about somebody that's gravity. When he gets on the court, he has everyone's attention. He's making his shots. He's not turning the ball over. He's rebounding. He's playing great defense. He's being so consistent that no one's talking about him anymore. And that's what I like to see. And Bonte, I know you see it every night, but Kerr knows that Kuminga is such a versatile player and such a complicated player that he's a matchup terror for anyone offensively and defensively.
Coach, stay in line for a second, because you said something there, and he shifted to the bench, and he's been a total professional. Every interview, hey, I know I'm going to get my minutes. It's about winning games. And he's playing winning basketball. And you're right. When a guy's doing well, and I want to start doing this more and more, we don't do this in sports anymore. When a guy starts playing well, Coach, you're right. People just don't even want to talk about him. They're waiting for him to go 3-for-14. They're waiting for him to have 5 turnovers. They're waiting for him to get pulled and yanked after a 13-minute stint in a game. JK deserves a lot of love, Coach, and I'm glad you're doing it here, because 5 rebounds, we asked him to rebound more. 5 more rebounds yesterday. 16 points off the bench. Lockdown defense on the perimeter in that closing lineup with Andrew Wiggins. He's starting to get it and understand what he needs to do here. So, Coach, I'm glad you called it and gave JK love, because he deserves some love. A lot of people are hard on this young man.
Thank you. You know, and that's what I see. They used to nitpick his game, and if you notice, he brings the ball up court well, and everyone has to pay attention. So I like that with Kuminga. And, you know, I hope he keeps playing well. He's showing everyone that he is a big, big-time player. And I think he's a better ball player than Jimmy Butler. I really do.
Coach, let me ask you this one. Conversely, it does feel like Pods is on a little slump right now. What are you seeing from him?
Okay, I think Pods is feeling the pressure of second year, and they're paying attention to Pods. And Pods, unfortunately, he just doesn't have the athleticism to get away. And I think that's where Melton is above Pods.
Yeah.
He has the athleticism and the speed. And Pods just needs to settle down and do what he's doing now. If you notice, he's not shooting as much.
Yep.
So I think he needs to stay within himself and not try to be a star.
Would you agree? He gets himself in trouble by over dribbling and penetrating into the lane and then picking up his dribble with no real purpose, right? Like, when you pick up your dribble and then you're in the middle of the key, they clamp those passing lanes on the perimeter, and it's just, I don't know, man. I agree. He is kind of
he's pressing a little bit. No, he's pressing. He's 8 of 41 from the 3-point line. He's shooting 16.7% for 3 right now. The
you
turnovers.
Think the mask has anything to do with that?
Maybe the mask does have something to do with that. And one thing that Steve Kerr's trying to check him on, stop talking to the referees.
Well, that's
yesterday he looked and he fouled Kyrie on the elbow, and he's trying to get Steve Kerr and company to challenge it. And this is how you know a coach doesn't want to hear it. They don't even look at you. Steve Kerr, the coach, said, didn't even look at Paz. He's like, dude, let's just play on. So he's trying to do too much right now. He's trying to do too much, which he wants it too bad. And you know what? I'd rather have a player who wants it too bad, because I do believe I could dial that back a little bit with Paz. But right now he's in a rut. There's no doubt. And Steve Kerr's rotations are showing you that, hey, if you're not playing well, you're not going to get minutes. And Pods was the 10th guy off the bench last night. So Pods knows he's got to play better. Curry knows he's got to play better, and I do believe he'll play better, but there is a little something to that sophomore slump here with Brendan Podziemski, because there's a lot of hype, a lot of fanfare for making an all-rookie first team. He's just trying to do a little too much right now.
Yeah, to me, it's like the over-dribbling into the lane, picking up your dribble with not a clear purpose of where to go. Either shoot or kick it out quickly. The longer you're pivoting, and it's just the worse the results become, that the clock is ticking down on the shot clock. And I still like him. I still like him a lot as a player. And I don't love that they had him guarding Luka for long stretches. It's a poor matchup for him.
No doubt.
Luka's just a monster.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.